This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We know that early childhood is an important time for brain formation, but a new study suggests that it may also be a formative time for influencing levels of depression in adults. Sports Medicine Australia investigated whether there was any link between levels of physical activity in children and adult depression. Dr. Felice Jacka is a research fellow from Deakin University. She's the author of the report published in the May issue of the Journal of Science and Medicine in Sport. Hi, Dr. Jacka.
Hello. How are you?
What were you hoping to find out with this study?
Well, I was quite intrigued by the idea certainly the idea that early life influences or early life environmental exposures predisposed or otherwise to risk for mental health problems in adulthood. So we asked people how active they were when they were children, being less than 15 years, and then we also captured their experience of depression as adults and had a look at the two things.
So when you're talking about childhood, you're really talking about those first 15 years and how active they were in that whole time.
That's exactly right. It wasn't terribly precise, but the sample of people that we asked the questions of are a very large sample of adults right across the age range, and they're very representative of the Australian population. So in that sense, we felt that we were capturing quite useful information and were able to then look at it against their adult depression.
So was it based on, I guess, their memory of how active they were, and what kind of questions did you ask them about that?
Well, that's exactly right. It's people looking back and reporting, and of course some of these people were, 90-plus years old.
Oh, wow.
People had to look a very long way back. But for that reason, we gave them a lot of examples to help, I guess, jog their memory. Mm-hmm. And those examples didn't just include organised sports, but there were lots of things such as, manual labour and...
Yeah, laying bricks.
all sorts of activities that weren't just restricted to sport by any means.
Okay. And what did you discover about links between childhood activity and depression?
Well, we were able to divide people into two categories, either low physical activity or high physical activity. And we found that those in the low physical activity category were 35% more likely to report having been depressed at some stage as adults. And this was even after taking into account their adult levels of physical activity. And before we took that into account, the association was even higher.
Does that mean the less active they were as adults, the more likely they were to be depressed as well?
We took that into account because, of course, how active you are at the time that you're depressed or otherwise may be associated with your depression. So
we took that into account.
And over and above that, we still saw that there was this association between low physical activity in childhood and your likelihood of being depressed as an adult.
And do you know why increased physical activity in childhood would protect against later depressive illness?
We can only make some guesses at that simply because we haven't actually tested or been able to test how the association works. But what we know from studies in animals is that exercise is very important for growing new brain cells, has a very beneficial impact on doing that. It's also helpful for your stress response system, it's helpful for your immune system, and all of these factors, biological factors, also feed into your risk or otherwise for depression. Of course, there's also social and psychological aspects to this. So kids who are more physically active, particularly if they're involved in organised sport, have higher levels of social support and tend to have higher levels of self-esteem and self-mastery and things like that. And they're also protective against depression.
Could there be any other associated factors? Just for example, the fact that maybe kids who sit around watching television all day are more neglected, than those whose parents probably take them to soccer is it really just the physical activity?
Absolutely. And if we'd had data on those factors, that would have been wonderful. And unfortunately, we didn't. So it may simply be that you're less physically active and more likely to be depressed because, for example, your mother was depressed. So if your mother's depressed genetically, you're more inclined to be depressed. And, of course, she may, or the father, may be less likely then to take you out to organise sporting activities. So that's definitely one explanation that we can't rule out. And we really need to do good studies where we follow children up over time and see what happens.
I guess it's probably not covered in this study, but is there any kind of inference then about how much our children should be exercising? I mean, is the amount of time important or is the nature of the activity more important? Just for parents who are listening to this, what can we kind of learn from it for our kids?
Well, certainly there's been a lot of research on the optimal levels for physical activity in childhood and adolescence, and the recommendations are that kids have at least 1 hour a day of moderate to vigorous physical activity. So that's things like walking and cycling and things, as well as sort of sporting activities that get you huffing and puffing.
What about just playing on the monkey bars and things like that? Does that kind of count or not really?
Yeah, it absolutely counts. Okay.
Yeah, because kids, I think, at school often do spend time, you know, running around outside and
well, they do
just
when
playing.
They're in primary school. Unfortunately, when they get to high school, things seem to stop dead, certainly for a lot of kids, unless they're involved in organised sports. And particularly for girls, they tend to be less physically active. So getting them walking to places, riding their bikes, even if they're not involved in organised sporting activities, that can be really helpful.
Yeah. And how would you like to expand on what you've learnt in this study? How would you like to build on what you've learnt?
What we're very much interested in is the impact of early life environmental exposures, including diet and exercise, on the risk for mental health problems over the life course. And to do that, we will be working with big cohort studies. That means watching children from when they're born right the way through to see what actually predicts their mental health as they get older.
Mm.
And that's what we intend to do from this point forward.
That's very interesting, but you're not going to find out those results for quite a while yet, are you?
No, that's exactly right. I'm working with a very large cohort study in Norway, and they've been following kids so far for 5 years, and I'll be doing a study there next year looking at nutritional exposures in childhood and their risk for later mental health problems. And I would very much like to look at their physical activity as well. So they're all things for the future, but as you say, they take a long time to collect these data.
And then for the children to become adults and see kind of what happens to them. So you've got to wait 30 years or something to...
Well, interestingly, there's been a new very large report from the United States, and it suggests that the average age of onset for anxiety disorders is 6 years old, and for depression is 13. So actually we don't have to wait that long.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. All right. Well, look, it's been interesting to talk to you, and we look forward to hearing more as you find out more.
Yep, terrific.
Yeah.
Pleasure to speak to you.
That's Dr. Felice Jacka. She's the author of a new report linking inactive childhood to depression in adults.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.